Let's just cut to the chase. Doing prep work of any kind is not my strong suit. I'm not the person that lays out my kids' clothes the night before and gets dinners planned a week in advance, but my life sure would be easier if I did, and I know it. I've learned the hard way how important prep work is when it comes to creating and posting content that I want my audience to read. We're going to have to do some important work before we start posting on social media. When it comes to creating the best content, the preparation is what gives your posts magic. You need to know what you want to say, how you plan to say it, and what it will look like on the various social media outlets before you just haphazardly put something out there for the world to see. Now, before you think this is an impossible expectation, please understand that I'm the shortest distance between two points kind of girl. If it takes an average of 15 minutes to complete a task, I'm looking for a way to cut that down by at least half. In my head, preparation just makes a task longer. Why spend precious moments crafting and planning when there's so much to actually get done? No thank you. Me and laying groundwork are not friends. Planning is not my favorite part of any undertaking because I'm anxious for the work, not the talking about the work. Earlier this year, I wrote a book proposal which required the most prep work I've ever done in my life, ever. But I did it because I was told by an expert that I should write the proposal before I actually begin to write the book itself. It's my job to learn from someone who's gone before me, and I wanted to do this thing right the first time. Sometimes I can do what I'm told. Shh, don't tell my husband. The prep work was long and arduous and often frustrating. I could have trained for an Ironman triathlon in the time it took for me to complete each section, but I wouldn't do that because running. The point is, I would have been disorganized mess if the proposal hadn't come before the actual book because I need a guide for this process. My husband, Michael, on the other hand, is really disciplined at doing all the prep work before he starts a project. Let's take, for example, our IKEA furniture purchase of 2012, a day that shall live in infamy. I think it takes him forever to finish a project, but when he finishes, it's usually right. I just start nailing things together and don't realize until the end I'm missing an entire chair leg. Nobody should ever hire me to put together IKEA furniture. It ain't pretty. I've had to learn over and over again that preparation makes me more efficient in the long run rather than seeing it as a nuisance that slows me down. If you're like Michael, your little brain is probably firing off massive amounts of dopamine at the thought of organizing things and putting everything together before starting. The prep work you do will make you better in the long run. So before you post on Instagram, before you update your Facebook feed or your Pinterest page, I'm going to ask you to consider some questions that can be hard to answer. They may take some time and introspection about what you really want and the point of your business, but I promise you it will make your social media posts more cohesive. If you do this preparation work, your posts will get more views, more interaction, and they'll be more purposeful than throwing content at the wall and hoping it sticks. By contrast, I want you to nail content to the wall and make it stick. If you want people to want what you have to offer, you first need to understand it yourself. As corporate as it sounds, you need a mission and a vision statement. These two things will serve as the basis for everything you do, say, post, and put into the world about your business. You'll also need to spend time defining your target market and putting on paper who your audience is. You will come away knowing precisely who it is that will buy your product so you know exactly how to talk to them. Then we'll talk about your brand and what makes you different than your competition. We will hone in on your unique selling proposition and how to use that to attract attention from the right people in all the right ways. Craft your mission and vision statements.